About 5 days ago or 6 days ago, I was sitting up at the pool and I was talking to Norm. Where's Norm back here? There he is. And we got into a conversation about health and longevity. And this topic and this whole program came about because of our conversation. So we actually can thank Norm. If you like it, thank him. If you don't like it, go to him. So it's great. No, actually, longevity is something I've been involved in the study of that for many years. I actually, when I was 17 years old, I almost died. Came really close to death. I had strychnine poisoning. And as a result of it, when you've had your life almost taken from you, you have a desire to want to know about life and health. And I happened to be, shortly after that, I happened to meet a 93-year-old gentleman who was very wise and helped me identify what I wanted to dedicate the rest of my life to. And that was to study laws of the universe as it relates to mind, body, and spirit, particularly relates to healing and longevity. So 32 years ago, almost 31 years ago, this is what I started to do. So I was very interested in the essence of longevity, essence of healing, and then what is how to maximize human potential. So this is right up my alley. So I really, I've been able to be blessed to lecture on this topic before, particularly in the nutritional area. But tonight I want to do something a little different. One of my observations over the last 30-something years of exploring human potential and health was that people, no matter where they are, no matter what country or culture or age, they have inside, consciously or other than consciously, a desire for an immortality. They have a desire for doing something beyond just their physical experience. Let me give you an example. Spiritually, across the world, people have had a desire to have something in the afterlife. They believe that there was something that was going to occur beyond their mortal body. Mentally, they had an idea that they had a desire to share great ideas with people. In other words, they wanted to make sure that something that they had learned in their life was passed the torch to somebody, maybe younger, or some offspring. So in their mental life, they wanted immortality. In their career, they wanted to make sure that whatever business or career or vocation that they initiated, that somebody would take it on, either their own child or children, or maybe somebody who worked for them. They'd like to pass the torch that way and live beyond their own business and their mortal life that way. Financially, everybody wanted to have more money at the end of the month than month at the end of the money, and they wanted to make sure that they had finances to exceed their lifespan. So there was an immortality in all those areas. And also in our family, we have a desire to procreate and to give offspring that live beyond our life. So it's natural to have a desire. We don't really want to die before our children, do we? I was jogging with my grandmother, who was 97 at the time. She went out, it was a slow jog, but she went out jogging. And she said that one of the greatest challenges of her life, that her children would pass before she did. Because they were in their 70s and some of them already passed. So there's a desire in the family to have an immortal expression. And then socially, we have a desire to be remembered. So we have a desire to want to have somebody at least remember when we pass that we had some sort of an impact on our society and made a difference. And physically, we have a desire to live long. We want to have a fountain of youth. And so that's what I really want to talk about tonight. But in actual, our lives are actually an innate expression of immortal expression. We desire immortality. Physically now, let's look at some of the things, the highlights of what keeps a person at their vital youth and keeps them living long. Without a question, one of the key ingredients is having good genetics from our parents, obviously. And so, you know, a person, it's been shown that when people have grandparents that live long and parents that live long, we have a tendency to live long. There's definitely a correlation in our genetic code that if we have a quality genetic code, we're going to do better. We have a higher probability, at least. But now, in the last decade or so, they've discovered something really amazing. They've discovered that our environment and our perceptions of our environment can influence our genetic code through hormones and transmitters in our brain. We can actually influence the repair mechanisms of the genetic code and alter it. So we, even though we may not have actually acquired great genetics from our parents, we have the power to influence our genetics with our mind and our brain and our nutrition and our influence of our environment. So we, in a sense, are not fixated if we did not have these long-living parents. We just have extra work to do in, as far as our response to the environment. But that's amazing freedom that we now have as a realization. So our nurturing and our environment and our response to the environment has an influence on our genetic code and therefore our longevity. So I'm going to discuss some of those things that we can do specifically. One of the key things that they found culturally across the world, without a question, which we've been blessed with on the world, and that is wealth. There's no doubt that a person or a culture that has greater wealth have a longer lifespan. Now, some people have argued whether or not we have actually gone over the last few decades, last centuries even,